Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The teams are in. It's time for Team List Tuesday for Signet. Power every moment with a Signet Power Bank.
Righto, boys, I won the toss. I'll bat first. Power every moment with a Signet Power Bank for Aussies living life. On the go, Signet phone accessories go the distance, keeping you connected and protected. I was on the train today too, by the way, speaking of Signet, and the guy comes around and he says, can you tap your thing to make sure that you've paid for your ticket for the train? Yeah. You know everything's on your phone these days. I said, do you often run into people who have tapped on, but then their phone's died and they can't tap at the other end? He said, yeah, you get slugged for that. You can actually get fined for that. He said, that's why you need the Signet Boost Power Bank, right, Brian.
Oh, well, I didn't pay for my ticket today. I forgot.
You just got on.
I just walked in.
Did you?
Well, the guy at the jump said, it was busy. He goes, come this way. So I just walked through, you know, where there's no turnstile. And at the other end, I just went, boss. Then I got a cab back.
But when you got off at the other end,
rat's ass.
You just sort of walked past it, yeah?
No, I just walked the same thing. I just forgot.
Yeah.
I was too busy yelling at unchivalrous students.
Okay. Rightio, let's get into it, shall we? We've got the Dolphins taking on the Seagulls, and there's some big
Anyway, it's Mins. He can pay for me because he's getting rid of Moore Park.
Chris Mins.
Sorry, Chris Mins. Sucked in.
Mins in the bins.
I took $2 off your government. Give us our calls back.
Oh, by the way, speaking about money,
yeah,
we can claim the tolls again.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, on the Service New South Wales.
Claim, yep. That's another thing I've brought to this radio station.
You've brought to that? Yep, yeah. You've brought that for
listen
sure.
to that, Mins. If I see Mins on the street, I don't know what I'll do. I'll just get a four
on. Your left and your right one?
No, I'll just get him right on the back of the leg with a four on.
Okay, let's get into this.
Why not? I was practicing.
Let's get into this with the driver, shall we? Huge boost for Wayne Bennett's team. Herbie Farnworth. He's back, Brian. That shoulder injury's okay. So Kenny Bromwich is also back on deck. So there's a couple of big ins, Herbie and Kenny. Tessie New is out with an ankle injury. Kurt Donohue moves to 18th man. There's your Dolphins news. Here's your Seagulls news. This is a big game for them. They've got to get going. Benny Trbojevic is back. He's missed the last three games with a hamstring concern. Ethan Bullimore reverts to the bench. Nathan Brown drops out. Hooker Lachlan Croker is out after failing a HIA against Canberra. And he's replaced in the starting side by Carl Lawton, with Gordon Chan Kum Tong added to the bench. Now, I was pretty keen on the Seagulls, but a little bit of that team news has made me a little bit concerned. And of course, still no Ola Kawatu either, Brian.
No, I know. When I said he was a bigger out as much as DCE, and you laughed in my face. He was going all right for 40 minutes. All right, it's time for the first game on the Friday, and it is Penrith Panthers probables versus possibles. Let's have a look at the Panthers. Well, the Panthers have Nathan Cleary back from his hamstring injury, but Isaac Tungor is gone. Suspension. Paul Alamotti is into the centres. Liam Henry comes back onto the interchange. And Matt Eisenhuth, well, he's gone. He's out. Bulldogs, same 17. Same 17 that won last weekend. So that is a luxury to have. They're saying Connor Tracy is listed among the reserves. My spies tell me that he'll be fullback.
Is that he's a chance to come back?
My spies are telling me, and my spies are usually pretty spot on.
Okay, Brian, I wouldn't doubt you.
As Joel just winked at me. As if he didn't tell me to say that 45 seconds ago.
Okay. Let's move on to the next game, which is the Eels take on the Broncos. I think you'll find the Broncos' first ever game was against Parramatta, wasn't it? And they won handsomely. I think that
88. Yeah, it was Manly.
Manly.
It was.
Okay.
Up there.
I think you'll find it wasn't. Let's go to CommBank Stadium, and the key halves are both out. No Moses, no Reynolds, but who comes in, Brooks?
So I before we do, I got two memories of this.
Yep.
I remember the Eels, early 90s, Stu Galbraith led them to a big, like, 10-8 win at ANZ Stadium. Remember Stewie Galbraith?
Yeah.
Yep.
I remember it was early, one of my early memories of watching the Eels. I thought it was an awesome performance. And then 2019, round week one of the finals.
50 at zip Combank, or something.
58-0.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mitch Moses masterclass.
Yeah. Masterclass.
And, well, since then, a few changes at the Broncos. And look at them now, flying. So
who's he in? Who's he Eagles. Please tell me Blaze is in.
Blaze, what number is he wearing on his back?
Please say one.
It is.
Oh, here is it?
Here it comes. Okay.
Okay.
Cromie. Cromie. That's it. You won't see Gutho at fullback this year.
So it's Blaze has got that number.
Blaze has got it.
Wow.
And I'm saying that Gutho will win the centres, all 5'8", depending on Mitchell Moses and her friend Liz Franks.
If you're saying this year, you're saying ever.
Liz Franks.
Well, if Liz doesn't play, if Liz doesn't play, he'll be 6.
Okay.
I'm declaring it. In fact, I'm that confident. Give me another crow.
Oh, no.
Double crow.
Gutho, back to Sea Eagles.
Ooh. He lives on the beaches.
That's right.
What, next year?
Maybe.
Oh, wow.
I know.
That's the
could I do three?
Crow.
Could I do three crows?
Three murders.
Do you want me to?
It's a murder. Crow.
It's a murder.
Serious.
No, that's all. I'll just do two.
Okay.
Anyway, play on.
Okay, so Blaze wearing number one. Gutho's knee still giving him trouble. Sean Russell is promoted to the start. To start in the centres at the expense of Morgan Harper. Harper in and out.
Yeah.
In and out. In and out. Back row of Bryce Cartwright. Cartwright returns from a rib injury on the bench, with Hansey of the Brennan variety to make way. Broncos. So Reynolds is out. We've got Jock Madden also out. Josh Rogers, 27-year-old, will play second NRL game with Ezra Mamm in the halves. At the other end of the experience scale, Corey Oates. He's playing 207. He'll be on the wing. Jesse Arthurs is out. Broken jaw last week. One new name on the bench is Jack Gajewski, who was a mid-season transfer from the Cowboys. He'll be playing his first game as a Bronco. Fletcher Baker is the man to make way.
He's been going all right, our man.
Game.
Mm.
Tristan Saylor, 18th man.
So this kid here, he's not making his debut, is he? Josh Rogers. He's played
second game.
Okay, he's played two games. Queensland kid.
Queensland Cup veteran.
Goes all right.
Goes all right.
Okay.
Just apologise to the YouTube viewers as well, Brian.
Why?
With your, I suppose, stop taint tool picking it.
Oh, was I picking the bugs?
Because
I don't have a nice material bit of
So you know, when you start picking, taint tool picking, that means you got to get the waxing. I got that done today.
No.
Is that,
you need that to filter your bugle.
No.
Okay. Know about the hair, that's, otherwise you're breathing light. Now, you know, you tape your mouth.
Yes, Dom?
Can I just say as well, there was a video we posted yesterday of Fletch telling his experiences with Gordy, and he also had a little play with his little,
downstairs.
What, pop comment on the Instagram was, what's Fletch doing? Can you not?
Yeah. But, hey, Dom, come back to me when you have sex.
I'm here.
For the first time in your life.
I'm here.
Picking
that's,
on.
That's two times.
Is that bullying?
He's definitely getting a case to HR.
I'll tell you what, Fletch, I'm not going anywhere.
That's good.
Well, you know what? Stop looking where I put me Brighton.
I'm not. I'm saying an Instagram commenter pointed at
me. Well, I've done this before. I've told people.
Yeah.
I have this.
Oh, you don't.
A, two undies.
He thinks he's a double A-er.
I got the step one Reggie. And the hand just goes there for resting.
On the outside,
it's natural,
he reckons.
But you're on camera.
Look.
Oh, I don't want to look. I'm good.
Okay.
Come here, Dom.
Let's go to step two.
Oh, that's three strikes. See you at the Christmas party, Dom.
Western Sydney Eagle, he wants Gutho. Good to have you there, mate. Okay, let's get into this, boys. Let's go to the West Tigers take on the Newcastle. Before I hand the reins of the tourists, I want to cast your mind back about 21 years ago, July 27, 2003, Rugby League would meet for the first time. This bloke.
Terry Hill back locking the scrum. This is Marshall. He is good on his feet, and you can hear the roar from this Campbelltown crowd. Big raps from the West Tigers on Benji Marshall. Fitzhenry to Marshall. Good long ball to O'Halloran. He has a little bit of room down the right flank. A good second man ball. Marshall from the ground. Fitzhenry gets it away to Manu. John Wilson is in for a hat-trick. The Tigers are in. The Tigers will win.
Name the caller.
Andy Raymond.
Andy Raymond.
Yeah. Put your pedal to the metal and here we go. That was his old man.
That's right.
Gary.
Out of the
Speedway by Speedway the freeway.
By the freeway. Get Speedway your backside. Trackside.
Tourist, take it away.
One big in, one big out. So Aidan Caesar, he's suspended for the West Tigers, which means Jaden Sullivan takes over at halfback. Appy Coruscant out. He is back as well. So Jake Simpkin, he goes to the bench. Stafford Toa, he returns for his first game since round two. So Brenton Naden is now on the wing. And Solomon Amalolu?
Yep.
He drops out. So for the Knights, a big boost. Tyson Brazel, Jacob Saifidi, they are both back for Adam O'Brien. That means that Dylan Lucas moves to the bench. And Jack Hetherington and Jed Cartwright are the two to make way.
Okay, well done, Tourist. Bunnies take on the Dragons. Of course, Ben Hornby taking on the team that he won a premiership with as a halfback. Started his career as a fullback. And, Brian, you wanted a bit of spice in your life when it comes to this fixture.
Okay, so this was, I was out at this game. This was a semi-final in 1984. I was sitting over there in the Daly Messenger stand, which is no longer there.
Yes.
I think it is. And then this happened.
This is Shades of Lang Park. In fact, there are three altercations over on the right. And on the left now, it's erupted there too. I'll tell you what, you need very wide-angle binoculars to see it in one go. That's what's happening on the right. Now this is what's happening over on the left. In the meantime, it's still going on the right. They've gone again. I thought it had been quenched, but it hasn't. They're throwing lefts and rights. Mario Fennick, Graham O'Grady, Hardy. Well, I'll tell you what, there's only now five players left on the field of play. They're still fighting and the crowd is booing.
So this is 1984 and it was one of the greats. Mario just went off his head. I tell you who was the Mickey too. Slippery. Slippery Morris was in right there. Because they had Craig Young, Wynn, South. Mario just went berserk.
Yeah.
Just kinging blokes left, right and centre. If you got a chance at 6 p.m.
You're
when,
in the game.
When we're off air,
yeah.
Have a look at it. Google 1984 semi-final Bunnies versus Dragons. It's awesome. Ziggy Niscott was the skipper. He had the minty jumpers on, and they were still playing. So Dirty Neville, Darryl Neville, as Ray said, the game just kept going.
Was that Rabs?
Yeah, that was Rabs.
Isn't it amazing how the evolution of the caller too?
It was like 3-on-2,
yeah.
And everyone's just fighting. Oh, gosh, bring back good memories.
That was great commentary.
I can even smell the pie.
Let's play that a bit later on in the program. That's very good. That's very, very good. Okay, let's get into this Dragons take on. And this is a Cogra too, by the way. So Benny Hornby, can he get something out of this team? It is change central. For the Dragons, Moses Suli, of course, had the concussion on Anzac Day. So he gets back into the side, does Moses Suli, which is a big in for the St. George Illawarra Dragons. You've got Christian Tuipulotu dropping out of the squad. Zach Lomax shifting from centre back to the wing. And Luciano Leilua will try again. He wasn't included last week. Fell short of trying to come back with that calf injury. For the Rabbitohs, he's back. Latrell Mitchell returns for suspension in a huge boost because, of course, they've lost Cameron Murray, Jai Gray, Dean Hawkins to long-term injuries. Dion Tiapa will make his NRL debut at halfback. Okay, he was 18th man last week. I was keen to see him. He killed it in the trials.
Another Penrith junior, I suppose.
Probably Dion Tiapa making his debut at halfback while Gemet Shimasaki has been called up for the Rabbitohs affiliate club, the Townsville Blackhawks.
Tell me this. Why'd they get rid of Braden Burns? He's gone to the Cowboys, right?
Yes.
But he was part of South. He was playing reserve grade for South, New South Wales Cup. Why did they let him go when they had all these injuries?
The only thing I can think of is he didn't have an NRL contract with the Bunnies. So they might have already got their, exhausted their 30.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not too sure. I remember when he signed from the Bulldogs to the Rabbitohs, it wasn't an NRL deal to start with. And he was playing
Reggies. Gotcha, okay. Play on.
But the Cowboys might have had the spot to sign him to a bigger deal.
Let's go to a picky.
Okay, number 22, Alex Johnston. He must be a chance. He's chasing down that record of Ken Irvine's. On the bench, Matt French has been named to make his debut. Frenchie. Love to have a beer with us back in the side, Brian.
Yes, good.
Love to have a beer with number 15, Talis Duncan.
Put him into the starting side. What's wrong with these people?
So the front row is Davey Mioli. I like him. Sean Kepi's there. Kaloa Montangi, Jai Arrow, who he copped another knock to his shoulder last week, but he's just toughing it out for the coach.
It's no good.
It's no good. So Dion Tialpa and Cody Walker in the halves. Whiten stays in the centres. Cheekham's the other centre. And as we said, Gemat Shibasaki comes to the wing. Latrell Mitchell at fullback. So that's going to be...
We might get our producers to do a little bit of deep diving. Where's Dion from?
Dion?
It sounds Kiwi.
Yeah.
Tialpa?
I just saw him in a trial and he blitzed it.
Did he?
He had a bit of Benji about him, like a bit sort of... Yeah, look good.
Okay.
Look good. So that's how that's shaping up. Righto, we move on to the Storm and the Sharkies. For this game, I think about the crashing try of Fifita.
He's a local boy.
Is he?
Yeah.
Where's he from?
He's from Liverpool.
Okay.
Two tests for Tonga in 23. Oh, we could be unearthing another another Lance Armstrong.
Yep.
Lance Armstrong?
David.
Dave. Yep. Like the Newcastle Knights. Storm and the Sharks. I think about that crashing try by Andrew Fifita to win the Sharkies their first ever grand final. And no Pappy, so I imagine there's an obvious in at fullback, Brian.
Yes. So let's just do this. So Jerome Hughes, he's been left out of the squad. Gone. So Tyron Wishart comes into the seven. Cameron Munster's going to the seven jersey. And Sua Falago gets his chance at fullback. Grant Anderson comes onto the wing. Kama Kamitha has been included in the wider reserve. So he could be coming back from his calf injury.
Yep.
They need him. Let's go have a look at the Sharkies. Just one change. Royce Hunt is in. Toby Rudolph is on the bench. And Teague Wilton is back. Oh, that's a big in. That is a big in.
So Toby Rudolph is out altogether. He's out altogether.
Gone.
Yeah.
He's out of the squad. So he must be injured. Ooh, you like the Sharks, don't you?
I do. I just think Hughes has been on fire. Pappy, he had the hot hand last week. I know Falongo's a gun. There's no question about that. But Papp's a massive out.
$2.30 on Sportsbet.
Don't mind that. What are you really gambling with? Okay, that's going to be a big game. But they have lost the last five in a row, 13-plus down there, the Sharkies. But I just think this is a little bit different. Our man's looking for three tries in a row. Tommy Hazelden.
Four?
Is it four?
Yeah. He's had three in a row.
He's had three in a row. Looking for four in a row.
Hazelnut chocolate looking for four. Hopefully he gets the chocolates.
How good.
Stop picking your nose, Brian.
Same tool picky. Roosters take on the Warriors. Okay, let's go back and let's pick up the last try scorer of the 2002 grand final.
28-1.
To Flannery. Flannery to Rickardson. Rickardson to Fletcher. Fletcher puts the arm up and he goes over. Fletcher scores. Now it's one-way traffic. The Roosters are now dominating the Warriors at the back end of the grand final.
Look how chuffed you are, mate. Yeah, still after all this time.
Good feeling. I could smell not the pies this time, but I can smell something. Smell victory.
Yeah.
This one here.
But did you notice the difference in Rabs?
Yeah.
84 Rabs versus 2002 Rabs.
Darts?
Deep. Yeah. Darts. Cognac, maybe.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I reckon it's the darts.
Yeah, maybe.
Darts.
Where's the darts?
Cigars. Dazza the Dragon. Mario was kinging Steve Morris while Slippery was being held by David Boyle. Well, Dazza the Dragon, I didn't see it that way. I saw Rampling. I think it was Tony Rampling. Just went berserk. Might have been Dean. Slippery was giving it to someone. Don't worry about that, Dazza the Dragon.
Lundy says, have fun calling the football on the ABC.
to Dom. Sorry, yeah. Dom.
Roosters and the Warriors. Here we go. This is a big game. Massive game for both teams. Massive, massive game for both teams. How do you see this, Bears?
You're doing it.
Do you want
the
inclusion?
Yeah, do the inclusions.
Warriors winless from their past four.
It's a danger game for the Chooks,
four
man.
Four big inclusions for the Roosters. Daniel Tupou, Jared Weir Hargraves, Victor Radley, and Spencer Lenu.
Spencer.
That forward pack just gets a bit more intense for the Warriors this
Have
week.
A look at the bench of the Roosters. Run me through the bench of the Roosters, Brooks.
Connor Watson.
Flying.
Nefahu White.
Spencer Lenu.
Airborne.
Terrell May.
Speed of leg variety.
And Terrell May.
Yeah. It's a Penrithathon, isn't it, on the bench.
Go through the Warriors interchange.
Dylan Walker. Tommy Ale.
Yep.
Jazz Tavanga.
Adam Pompey. Just hasn't got the same gravitas, has it?
It doesn't. That is a powerful bench.
That pack and the bench.
Is that a team? Roosters. The team you're looking at right now, is that a team for the Roosters you could possibly see trotting out on Grand Final day?
if you well, that's this is the strongest team they've got. This is the strong team, isn't it?
There's no Wong, yeah. No Tupanua, and no Wong. That's so. In your reserves, you've got Siwa Wong, Satili Tupanua, Egan Butcher,
Sandon Smith,
number 18.
Sandon Smith. So he's back from his injury.
It's all coming up Millhouse for the Roosters. Like there's been all this complaining online about the Roosters not having fielded a strong side for God knows how long.
Yeah.
Now they're all back. They're looking good. They've got the Warriors this week who have lost Kurt Capewell. Mitch Barnett shifting. Bunty Afoa comes into the run on.
But can I say this? Warriors always aim up. They get a big support crew. Kiwis have a big support crew in the East.
Boys, we've got to get moving here. Okay. Let's go to the Titans and the Cowboys, Seabus Super Stadium.
Tourist.
And have they picked Braden Burns, who's gone there, tourist?
They have, as I scroll down the list here to see if they have. They have not, by the looks of things. So, Tanner Boyd for the Titans, he is out after suffering a wrist injury against the Storm. So, hooker Chris Randall, he's the man who's going to be 5'8". And Sam Verrills will be at dummy half. And Kieran Kinney, he's the new man on the bench as well, which kicks Joe Stimpson out of the 17. Chad Townsend, he's back. He replaces Jake Clifford at halfback. And that's the only change other than Hylam Michael Lukey. He is named to come off the bench. Played 29 minutes last week.
There you go. Okay, thank you very much, tourist. Have you say 1300 01 1170. There's all the team news thanks to Signet Power Bank. And, of course, you can, for Aussies living life on the edge, Signet phone accessories go the distance, keeping you connected and protected, all thanks to Signet, your team list Tuesday. We'll recap those a little bit later on in the program. Breaking back with more.